Well, this software will tell users to self-isolate for a fortnight if the app detects they've been close to someone else diagnosed with the virus. It will ask users to scan QR codes to check in at pubs, cafes and restaurants to provide a virtual diary of their recent movements in order to link each phone to an outbreak. Public trials will begin on the Isle of Wight, the same place the first app was rolled out back in June before being ditched. The NHSX app, which used Bluetooth, only picked up contacts with iPhones 4% of the time. It's now been replaced in favour of a system offered by Apple and Google. This all comes, though, amid turmoil over the National Health Service's test and trace programme in England, with claims that it isn't up to scratch and rapid improvements need to be made in the next month to avoid a second wave. Holly Hudson, London.